Okay, today is Wednesday, January 4th, sixth day of the month of Tevet. This is the women's Chumash here. We're up to Bereshit, Perek Yud Bet. Okay, Rabotai.
I'm sorry, this is in the Jewish Standard Daily. You had said about connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot.
Yeah.
So, who did you attribute that to?
Lots of historians.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's in the second book of Maccabees.
Yeah. Okay. No. Okay, Rabotai. We are up to Bereshit, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And last week we invited the Ramban to join us. And today, as I was preparing the source material for today, I actually thought we would start with the Al-Sheikh, and then the Bechor Shor, but then I saw, oh, I'm going crazy. I want to go with the Ramban, so we're doing page 4 first. Let's read the Pasuk. That's why the first thing is on the top of page 4, because before we do anybody else, we have to do the Ramban. Plenty of them. Plenty of copies. Here you go.
Thank you.
Egan Malden. Okay, so the Torah tells us that there was a famine in the land. Avram went down to Mitzrayim, ki chaved ha-ra'av ba'aretz. Vayhi ka'asher hikriv lavay Mitzrayma, vayomer el sarai ishto, hineina yadati ki isha yifat mare'at. Now I know that you are a beautiful looking woman. Vahaya ki yiru otach ha-mitzrim v'amru ishto zot. When the Egyptians see you and they say, this is his wife, V'hargu oti v'otach yichayu. They will kill me and allow you to survive. Imri na achotiyat. Please say that you are my sister. Leman yitav li ba'avureich. So that I should be benefited. I shall benefit on your account. V'chayta nafshi b'glaleich. And I will survive as a result as well. I just translated it rather loosely. Let us take a look at So we read Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph, where Rashi quoted, number one, the Midrash, that Avraham did not recognize Sarah's beauty until now. Now he suddenly, lo and behold, discovered it. And Rashi addresses the issue, why is he suddenly concerned here? He's been traveling for years, and now he's worried about it? The answer is yes. Why? Because the Egyptians in particular are a, Rashi's words, a people who are michu'ar. They're not terribly good looking. They're related to achim shel kushim. They're related to Ethiopians who are very dark complexion. And they get startled, they're going to be startled when they see a white person with such innate beauty. And as a result, they're going to react unfavorably. That's how Rashi learned that we mentioned this last week. One of the questions that the Al-Sheikh will ask is a very powerful one. If Avram knows this, why does he proceed to Mitzrayim? Why couldn't he seek food somewhere else? Somewhere, I don't know, who said? Okay, that's going to be one of the answers. That's why the Torah keeps telling us which direction was he traveling. South. To let us know, what did he go to Mitzrayim for? If he knew exactly what their tendencies and characteristics, well, he was right there. So it was convenient for him. But we'll see. We'll see. What I want to do is begin. Now, take a look at one more Rashi. Leman yitav li ba'avureich. In Pasuk Yud Gimel. A very difficult phrase. Yitnu li matanot. Wow. What a selfish, I don't want to say, Avram is. Tell the Egyptians that you are my sister so that they wind up giving me gifts. Now, the second part of the phrase, I understand. V'chayta nafshi biglalech. That I will be able to survive. Because his fear was that as her husband, they will simply execute him and then take her. If he's the sister, they'll just take her without executing him. So I'll live. But But to say leman yitavli, so that they give me matanot, that is a very startling statement, and it's difficult, if not impossible, for me to portray this in a positive light.
Pasnish.
What? It's pasnish. Why would anybody tell his wife to do that? It's just mind-boggling. And therefore, we have to seek for other interpretations. And I'm kind of shocked that Rashi does quote this, because Rashi is one of the ultimate all-time defenders of biblical heroes. He never likes to paint them in a negative fashion. He doesn't like to be brutally honest, as we saw the Ramban was last week, and he will continue to be today. So it's a little difficult. You're painting him. You didn't have to say that. Didn't have to say that. How could you interpret the phrase without Rashi's comment?
The Leman Yitavli
Baburei. What? Okay, what's the simple job? I'll live. You know what good is going to emerge from this? I'm going to walk out unscathed. That's the simple shot.
But you can say that in itself.
What? But at least I can hear it. I can hear a human being saying it.
Okay, we'll
talk. One second. Yes. 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 And in fact, Rashi is going to continue with his midrashic approach and claim, take a look at the next Rashi. Vayihi kivo Avram Mitzrayim, just for a second. As Avram came to Mitzrayim, vayiru ha-mitzrim et ha-isha ki yafa hi me'od. Take a look at Rashi. Vayihi kivo Avram Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, haya lo lomar Bivoam or Kivoam Mitzrayim, when they came to Mitzrayim, not when he came to Mitzrayim. It's a good question. I'm not saying it's a bad question, but how does Rashi choose to answer it? With the Midrash. Lomad Shehitmin Ota Biteva. He put her in a box.
In a trunk.
Exactly. Why? To hide her. Maybe she can get in unscathed. Like, I'm going to beat the customs. Like we put stuff in our suitcase and we want to beat the customs at the airport. Va'al yidei shetov'o et ha-meches patchu v'ro'ot. Avram, you go on the red line, not the green line. We're opening up your suitcase. They opened up his suitcase and there she was.
Gorgeous.
Oh, well, that's a medrash. Not saying.
How did he know
but,
about this so many years ago?
What?
How did he know about the meaning of this so many years ago?
He didn't know.
What about the word Ba'avuim? Isn't that the operative word here?
Ba'avuim.
No. For your good. Yeah.
No, on account. Ba'avuim means on account
because
of you.
Because of you.
V'chayita nafshi Ba'avuim. Based on something that you do, I will be the beneficiary.
Oh.
That's the way to interpret the text.
Because if she, I've had this question forever. Would the Egyptians really believe she says I'm his sister? You know, I don't.
Okay.
I just don't get the whole.
Okay.
Ruse, like they're not onto things like that. A man's traveling with his sister. I don't know.
Is that impossible?
It's not impossible, but it just doesn't seem likely that if this is their custom to take a woman and kill the husband, then they would look into it a little bit more, not just, oh, she says he's a sister.
Okay.
She's a sister, I believe.
Okay. Good. But your initial comment was, would they believe her when she says, I am his sister? The Ramban's going to claim in a second, she never said a word.
Okay, right.
Avram said something. We'll see in a second. Yes?
This also doesn't jive, though, with the fact that Avram did not know she was beautiful until they were on date. Because if he thought so to Chathila, he would have put her, if he didn't think so, he wouldn't have put her into a box. So Rashi is sort of contradicting himself. First she said that he didn't know she was beautiful.
Well, now that he's discovered, I got to worry about it. So how am I going to make sure that they don't discover her? by putting it in this box.
Yeah,
and I'll open it up in the hotel.
Yeah, but when did he put it in the box then?
What?
When would he have put it in the box?
Before they entered into the city.
And by that time he already socially
abused. By that, yeah, he passed during... He passed whatever body of water it was where he saw the reflection. Yes. Okay, so... Yes?
If Rashi's being consistent, if he thinks that these people, the Egyptians, are Mechorim, then maybe once he saw them, he said, wow, she doesn't look like them. I better hide her. So maybe that's consistent with his...
Yeah, it's his reaction to the people. Oh my God, look at the contrast between my wife and their wives. And that puts, leads into the idea, I better hide, conceal her. Could very well be. That's
okay,
good. So now, let's take a look at page 4. I'm going to go through a long Ramban, because he says things that no one else says. Says the Ramban, Hine na yadati, imri na achoti at. Lo yadati lama, page 5. On the top of the page, on the right-hand side. Pachad mimena. Okay, this we read last week already. Why suddenly is he worried now than any other time? So what did the Ramban answer? Who remembers? We read this last week.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason why? Why is he suddenly afraid? Because a king. Exactly. Kings typically take the most beautiful women for themselves. He's entering into a province with a Melech Mitzrayim. That's why he wasn't concerned about it earlier. That's what the Ramban says. That's what he said. However... Yeah, no, but that's what he said. Hanachon beinai, v'itachen. Then he says v'hanachon beinai, which is about 7 lines down from the top of the page. There's a number 47 next to the word beinai. Now he says, I'll tell you what it really is. The pshat ki ze darkam lamo me'et seitam mecharan b'chol makom haya omer. Achotihi. This wasn't the first time. This was the general routine that he had with Sarai. General routine. Every different community where they went, he said, you're my sister.
But if you would think to yourself that in all these communities it was any Rat that were him, but not Hazeh, I think that's going to be the Mikuzah, basically. That he has to save her. And the only way he can really save her is that he's not the husband.
No.
If he gets killed,
right?
Like he's finished Amar no Chalas,
right?
If it's Achoti, then he survives.
Right.
And ultimately, they can get reunited.
Okay, but what question does the Ramban ask? If this happened all along, what question do you think?
Why
only telling you about now?
Ah,
says the Ramban, it's telling us now because something happened. In all the other locations,
it worked.
Nothing happened. They said it's my sister, but nobody was after her. So, we were able to, you know, spend the night, do whatever we want. Nothing happened, so the Torah doesn't bother telling us. Since this episode led to Sarah's being taken to the king's palace, therefore the Torah tells us. But don't be shocked why they are saying this now. And the word na, the Ramban will say, doesn't mean now, or I'm pleading with you. This is part of the standard comedy routine. You come into town, just say you're my sister, end of discussion. Correct. That's how Ramban believes is the simple pshat of the text. So you don't need that he's afraid of what? the Egyptians are ugly looking. You don't have to say that. You don't have to say put her into what? Into a box. You don't have to say anything. They walked into Mitzrayim like any other town. They came to Haran, they did the same thing. They went to Beit El, they did the same thing. They went to Ai, they did the same thing. But nothing happened there. People respected them, and that was it. That's it. Okay. Now the next Ramban. The next Ramban. The Omar, it's the caption, it's in dark bold print, Leman Yitav Li Ba'avurech, the Chayta Nafshi Biglalech. Kol Yemei Heyotenu Garim Ba'aretz Hazot Ad Avor Hara'av. What does it mean, Leman Yitav Li Ba'avurech? That we'll be able to survive the famine. They'll be nice to me during the entire famine. And they'll give us a place to live, and they will not deny us food. Which is not to be taken for granted. Because what might happen, as happens what? In Mitzrayim later on, if you're the only country that's what? Allotted food, you have to take precautions to make sure that nobody takes your major asset and divests it. Just 1 second. Ki Avraham b'pnei hara'av balagur ba'aretz. Uka'avur hara'av, as soon as the famine in Eretz Canaan passes, yashuv la'aretz, he will return back to Eretz Canaan. Asher nitztava aleha, v'nitna Hashem lo ulizaro. He plans on returning to Eretz Canaan, which God promised to him and his children. He thought that they, the Egyptians, will provide sustenance for him. Or God will somehow tell him that miraculously I'll provide for you, and therefore what should you do?
Return.
Go back. One of those two.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
He's saying this to Sarah. How is he going to get Sarah back?
If what? No, that if their sister, he's hoping that nothing's going to happen.
But he still could say, Ma'an yitav lanu, hello, v'chata nafshenu, if in fact he was concerned about his future progeny, it would have been nice to have Sarah live also.
That is correct. But apparently he was not afraid that they were going to kill her. They're not going to kill her under any circumstance.
But how is he going to get her back?
Bribery.
we don't know. He doesn't tell us that. Does not tell us that.
I mean, the assumption is she will be with him, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He continues, does the Ramban. V'kosav Rashi, hinei no yodati. The fact that Rashi quotes the Midrash, that Avram did not know Sarah's beauty, Midrash Agadah, ad achshav lo hikir ba mitoch tziniyuta, v'achshav al yedei ma'aseh, he now knows her. Davar acher, Rashi quoted a second interpretation, shal yedei haderech adam mitbazeh v'zu amda biyafya. She maintained her beauty despite the difficulties of the travel. Ulefi pshuto. What's the simple pshat? Hinei na higia hasha'a shiyesh lidog al yofyech. This Rashi also said, simple pshat is, now has come the time that I have to be concerned about your beauty. V'yodati zeh kama yamim. I knew this for many years. Ki yifei ma'are'at. You are a beautiful woman. V'achshav anu ba'im bein adam shichorim acheim shel kushim. V'lo hurgulu bo be'isha yafa. They're not used to seeing a beautiful woman. V'domelo hineina adonai suruna. This is later on by Lot, where these messengers come, and what is he asked of them?
Come on in.
Come on in. Kol zeh lashon harav. Vahad midrash kabbalah be'anavash kibla be'anavash shebahem. The medrash is rooted on what fact? That
modesty.
Right, exactly. That Avram and Sarai practiced such incredible modesty that Avram never noticed how beautiful Sarai was. V'nismach l'mikra, and decided to what? To hang its hat on the pasuk, because it says, Hine no yodati. Now what? Now what? I know. Now what? So you take this word na, which could have said Hine yodati, why did it have to say na yodati? Yeah. To indicate that there is some support for the midrash in the text. Avol ein tzorech l'chol hadvarim ha'eleh. You don't need any of this, says the Ramban. She'ein milat na more al davar sheyitchadesh bo'eita hibulvad. The word na does not necessarily mean what? Now, something that didn't exist previously. Aval al kol davar hove ve'omeid yomru kein. Anything that exists and is sustained even to this very day, you can apply the word na in biblical Hebrew to that as well. Ki hu romeis al ho inyan lomar shehu atakacha. Right now is the way, whatever it says. Right now. For example, he says, Hine na yodati ki isha yifaramareat. I still notice your beauty. It's been in existence for a long time, and even though you're getting up in ages, you're still a beautiful woman. And he proves it. V'chein, hine na atzorani Hashem miledet. Who said that? God has precluded me from having a child. Rachel.
It means it's the progressive form.
Exactly. Does that mean that suddenly Rachel realized, oh, I never had a child? No. She knew that all along. But her state of being an akara, barren, is unfortunately continuing. And therefore she has to do something about it. So she gave Yaakov, her servant Bilhah, Ulai Ibanem Mimena. I will build something to your family through her. But it's not something that startled her and said, oh, you know what? My sister had four kids already. I have not. She knew that all along. V'chein, hine, v'chein, minurai. What does it mean? Minurai ara yom hazeh. What does the word na mean there? From the time that I've been old enough to conceive a child until this very day.
Sarah says it.
What?
Sarah says it before, that she's not pregnant before Hagar.
Yes, that's also true. Okay, this is quote. Yes, that is correct. I'm sorry, you're 100% right. Even though Rachel said the same thing. V'chein hine na li shtei banot. Lot says to these three, to these people of Sodom who want to attack him, and he says, I have two daughters. Oh, he just woke up and discovered that what? He has two daughters? Of course he's had two daughters. It means, I still have two single daughters. Asi lahem katov be'inayach. Do whatever you want to them. Ki lo noldu ata. They weren't just born today. Vikulam kacha. And every single example in Tanakh, that's the way you should interpret the word na. Therefore, you don't need any midrashim to understand the text. Then he adds, V'yeyro'em mipshat haktuvim, ki sara lo kibla aleha lo markein. Avram is hacking her to say, achotihi?
She never said it.
She never said it. She didn't even accept the proposition to say it. Aval Hamitzrim hayu ra'im v'chata'im ma'od. The Egyptians were terrible people. V'ka'asher ra'u ota, v'yehalalu ota el paro. And they said, oh, this woman deserves to be taken to Paro. Lukacha el beito. She was taken by force to Paro's house. V'lo sho'alu bohem im ishtohi o im achotohi. The guys who took her didn't ask any questions. Are you his wife or are you his sister? They didn't ask that question.
They just took the
bread. They just took her. Vehi shatka, and she was silent. Velo higida ki ishto. She didn't say a word. The Avram siper me'atzmo. Avram forwarded that information. Ki achotohi. Ulekach heitivu lo ba'avura. What does that mean? What is the Ramban saying? Why did he get the gifts? Why did he get the gifts? Because, we're going to read the next pasuk. God sends very severe plagues unto the Egyptian people. And even Paro understands that these plagues are what? Are God directed. He understands it. So he couldn't understand. Well, Avram said afterwards to explain why these plagues are afflicting them. You have my wife. Had we known it was your wife, we would never have taken her. Never have taken her. So she was given gifts. Sarah was given nothing. Why was Avram given the gifts? Because he was the one who caused the Nigaim to stop. By identifying Sarai as his wife, not as his sister, and saying that she is my wife, under those circumstances, he, Paro, sent Sarai away, and all of the plagues happened to have stopped. Vizehu sha'amara katuv. That's what the pasuk. We'll read it in a day or two. Mazot asitali. What'd you do to me? Lama lohi gadatali ki ishtechahi. Why haven't you told me that what? That she is your wife. Flip it over to page 6. He'eshim oto. Paro faulted, blamed Avram. Kibiroto sheyikhu ota. The minute he saw that they took her, haya lo lehagid leparo ki ishtohi. His obligation was to say, she is my wife. The he'eshim oto alomro akarke lesarim ulebeit paro ki achotohi. What did Avram say after she was taken? She's my wife. She's my sister, rather. She's my sister. Velo he'eshim et ha'isha kla. But nobody faulted Sarai for not saying anything. Why? You're not going to like this. Ki ein ra'ui shetakchish hi et ba'ala. It's not appropriate that she should contradict her husband. V'ha'ra'ui la shetishtok. What's appropriate for her? Remain silent. That Rashi has no... This Ramban has no application today. None whatsoever. So, after Avram spilled the beans and said, Achotihi, then they blamed him. And Paro ultimately said, okay, now you're telling the truth. She's Ishtachahi. And that's why the Nigaim came. So now that you stopped, the Nigaim stopped. And because he was responsible, it's a little funny, he was the cause of it and responsible for it. Because if you take Paro at his word, had he known that she was his wife, she wouldn't have done anything. We'll see, others are going to disagree with the Ramban. But that's his position. That is his position. That Sarai never said anything, and he only said so after she was taken. So it did not accomplish the plan. Avram's plan was to avoid her being taken. But that didn't work. They took, and they didn't ask any questions. Who is she? Is she your wife, your sister? Who is she? Your nephew, your niece? Who cares? We don't ask any questions. After the Nigaim start coming, he said, what? She's my sister. Okay. So Paro said, okay, my sister, I can have her. Then the Nega'im keep going. They get even more intensified. Avram comes and says, she's my wife. The Nega'im stop. And under those circumstances, he decides to be Hetiv Ba'avura. He gives the gifts to her, to Avram, because he stopped the Nega'im. Yes?
Do we know what happened to Sarah and his household? Because when it came to Yitzchak and Rivka, it says, he says, Kim'at Shecha V'chata'am. One of my people almost slept with her because we didn't know that.
That was by Avimelech.
Right, but it doesn't say anything about what happened or didn't happen to Sarah here.
That is correct. It does not say. So Rashi will quote a Medrash, will say that a Malach prevented anything from happening. That's what Rashi is going to quote the Midrash. The text does not say anything. And if you only read the text, one could possibly assume that she was violated. That's possible. And in fact,
she gets pregnant, they say he looked like Yitzchak. So
yeah, that, right? Yeah, because they, in order to remove the possibility that some say that Avimelech, may Avimelech nit abra Sarah. Good, that's correct. Okay. I want to show you two, another perspective or two. Go to page number 1, which is the Al-Sheikh commentary on these psukim. And he asks a series of very important questions. I bracketed his comment, which I'd like to look at. Hine, in the middle of the page 1. Ra'ui lasim lev. One should pay attention to the following. Ha'im achar kol ha'haftachot shehuftach al lechto la'aretz. After all of the promises that were made to Avram to follow to go to Eretz Canaan, lo shas libo yifarneseyu yitbarach ba'aretz. Did he not consider for a moment that God would sustain him in Eretz Canaan, despite the fact that there was a famine? Ki im miyad shira'a ra'av ba'aretz, yorad mitzrayma. As soon as he came back, as soon as he sensed the famine, what did he do? Right away, he's out of there. Vahi ra'av ba'aretz. Vahalo lo nitrokna Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Mazarek. What does that mean?
Emptied out.
It was lo nikrokna. It wasn't a terrible famine.
It was in Be'er Sheva. It was in the south. There's no food in
exactly. It was before the modern, before modern day Israel. Yes.
It could have gone north where the...
Yes, much more fertile land. 100%. That's his question. Why didn't he proceed? This was not a famine which everybody was suffering through. Now, there's no indication in the text that we read. It says, Vayhi Ra'av Ba'aretz. It doesn't say only in the south and that there was food in the north. It doesn't say that. But he's making that assumption. So he's creating a scenario whereby Avram had two alternatives. Go further south to Mitzrayim, or seek provisions in Israel itself.
Was there ever before a famine in the land? Maybe Avram.
We don't know. The text doesn't tell us. Va'asher zon etanotarim aritzei goyim. God obviously made provisions for whom? For the Gentiles who were remaining in Eretz Canaan. Because we don't have a story like in when Yosef comes down. When Yosef comes down, what does the text tell us? Every nation in the world came. It says it black on white, on a Rayon Medrash. It's black and white in the text. They all came down. So there was a whole geographic area under famine conditions. Here we don't find that. It's Avram coming down. Ha'im lo yazun et Avram ba'aretz? Would Avram not to believe that God is going to what? Provide for him in Eretz Canaan. V'ayeh habitachon asher batach b'Hashem. Where is his trust in God? What's life there in Mitzrayim? V'hine haramban zal, we learned this last week, katav, ki alavon zeh galu banav Mitzrayim. The Ramban said that the decree to go down into Mitzrayim was as a result of Avram's going into Mitzrayim this time around. Ach Raboteinu Zal, our rabbis, Lizichut Chashvuhu al Avram. They considered going down to Mitzrayim as a benefit for Avram. Umanu etzeh bichlal eser nisyonot. According to one count, there are many counts, or three different, for what we know that the Mishnah tells us, asara nisyonot nitnasa Avraham. But the Mishnah doesn't itemize what are the 10 events, the 10 tests. So there is a debate. But almost all of them, there are three lists, and the first one is compiled by the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which is a collection of Braitot. It says that this is one of the tests. Tell me why it's one of the tests. And it gives them credit for passing the test. That's against the Ramban. Tell me why it's one of the tests and how he passed.
He just told him he's going to make him fruitful and this land is yours.
Now you're making me stop. You got to leave? Rabbanishon, you just promised me this land. Why aren't you making it fruitful and productive to enable me to survive here? He didn't say anything. There's a famine. He understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to leave. That was the way he interpreted it. And he didn't raise any questions about it. This is an Isayon. God tells you to leave Haran and go to Eretz Canaan. As soon as you get there, what happens? There's a famine. He's got to leave. Why wouldn't he turn around even respectfully? But by any shalom, why are you doing this to me? Answer, he didn't say anything, and therefore the Braita seems to contradict the Ramban. Not only is this not guilty of transgression that should cause the children to be exiled into Mitzrayim, this is to be glorified for going into Mitzrayim and not opening up his mouth. That's question number one. Question number two. Od kushina shniya v'rabahi elai. I have a second question, which is even what? More powerful, more potent than the first question. Hayitachein gever ke Avraham yo'atz tachbula le'abed nafsho chalila le'haniach et sara hagidola bimena b'neviyut Yavo eleha goyim v'yichaluluha v'hi be'ulat ba'al v'hi misheva mitzvot b'nei Noach. How is it possible that Avram, that Tzav, hatched a plot like this? Imri na achotiat. What is the hope if Imri na achotiat? That they allow me to live, and what's going to happen to you? They're going to take you. Because if you don't say, they're going to take you, and I'm going to be killed. You mean to tell me, Avram, who knows that this is one of the 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach, that they are not permitted to what? Have relations with a married woman, Ashes Ish, is one of the even mitzvot of Sheva b'nei, mitzvot b'nei Noach. Listen carefully to what he says.
They're not allowed to murder either.
Oh, he's going to ask that question. Good. Good.
But on the other hand, if he's murdered, then she's no longer Ashish.
That's a good solution. Yes, that is correct. Right. That's how certain Satma groups handle with husbands who don't want to give a get. They come knocking on your door and they say, your wife wants to know if she's going to be a grusha or an almana.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. So listen to this. Uma gam mi shekayem afilu eruve tavshilin. Eruve tavshilin. Avram observed eruv tavshilin. Umar mimaves, bitter, worse than death, be'emor eleha imrina, leman yitav li bavurech, shimore be'etzba, ki tovim lo dodi esnenia, vehi at erelim tishkav. It looks like he couldn't care less if she'll be violated by people who are called arelim, uncircumcised. As long as what happens to me, I'm getting presents. Now, the pasuk tells us, hold on, just give me 1 second. The pasuk tells us, at the beginning of Parshat Toldot, I'll tell you where to look it up in a second. It's Sheni of Parshat Toldot. I don't have to, in my chumash, it only goes to the 27. Sheni, there it is. It's Perek Chavav Pasuk Hei. Perek Chavav is in there. Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bikoli. Vayishmor Mishmarti Chukotai Mitzvotai Vitoratai. This is God talking to who? To Yitzchak. Why? And whatever he tells Yitzchak, we'll learn about it. But one of the reasons why he's protecting Yitzchak was Ekev, on account, Asher Shama Avraham B'Kelif. Avraham was a faithful follower of mine. And he listened to Mishmarti, Mitzvotai, Chukotai, Toratai. So the Gemara interprets something, a mitzvah for each designation. What does Mishmarti mean? What does this mean? And one of them is Eruv Tavshilin. Now, Eruv Tavshilin can only work if you have 2 days yontif. Right? That's when you need Eruv Tavshilin. Thursday and Friday is yontif, and you have to cook for Shabbos. So, we're talking about Avram had 2 days. We lived in Eretz Yisrael. Why would we have 2 days yontif?
Rosh Hashanah can't be on Friday.
Can't be on a Friday. So when we would ever have a chance to make it? That's the Medrash is telling. What? Okay. So a guy who observes Eruv Tavshilin, is going to go ahead and set up his wife that he's so mocked that he observes Eruv Tavshilin. Going to set up his wife to be violated by uncircumcised men just that he should get presents? That's what the text says. Ask the Al-Sheikh. What, are we crazy? That's impossible. Just as an aside, you know why the Gemara uses the illustration of Eruv Tavshilin?
No.
I'll tell you why. Because it matched Avraham's personality. I'll tell you why. The Gemara says that there is a debate whether or not you're allowed to cook on Yontif on behalf of Shabbos or not. It's a machloikas. One opinion says that just as everyone agrees that you're not allowed to cook on Yontif to a weekday, it's punishable by lashes, so too you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Others say, no, it's only asa midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, according to Torah law, you're allowed to go ahead and what? Cook from Yontif to Shabbos. And we're not worried that you'll make a mistake and cook from Yontif for during the week. But the rabbi said, even though it's mutter according to the Torah, I want you to do something to remind you not to cook for during the week and to remind you that I'm only cooking for Shabbos. What serves as the reminder that I'm cooking today, not for today, but for Shabbos? Why? The Eruv Tavshilin. So when you take the baked matzah, a piece of matzah and an egg, or whatever it is, a cooked and a baked item, it demonstrates that my cooking for Shabbos has already begun. And everything I'm just adding, but I'm not really cooking for Yom Kippur, for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why is it that according to Torah law, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why? Says the Gemara, because what happens, the food that you cook for Shabbos, in theory, could have been used for Yom Tov. What happened? In the middle of the afternoon, 50 friends of yours came over to visit. And if you only cook for Yom Tov, you'll have nothing left. It's like this, what you cook for Shabbos, you can serve them on Yom Tov. That's the Gemara's Hoil v'ikle orcha. Since it is always possible that visitors are going to show up on Yom Tov, therefore it reduces it from a Doraisa to the Rabbah. But the Rabbanan said, make it Erev Tashir. Erev Tashir, because that was Avram's motto. He was always looking for Orchim. By him, it was a real possibility that there would be Orchim coming to his house late in the afternoon. For us, it's just a joke. But by Avram, it really was a real possibility. He sought out guests. So therefore, in order for him to cook on the second day of Yantar, from the half of Shabbos, he needed Erev Tashir in order to remove the Issa to Rabban. But anyhow, his second question is a powerful one. How do we assume that Avram, who observes Yantav Sheni and makes the Erev Tashir, is going to set up his wife for this? What are you, ripped? What are you, ripped? Let's continue. Yes?
If they did take his wife, how can he take her back?
Because the halakha, unless you're a Kohen, a woman who is violated under duress, you're allowed to have a relationship. Only a Kohen can't. It's one of the tragedies of halakha. A Kohen's wife who is raped is not permitted to resume having, they have to get divorced. Yeah, it's
can she marry
because the halacha is, yes, she can marry anybody who's not a Kohen. I'll tell you why. The definition of the word zona in biblical terms has nothing to do with a prostitute. When the Torah says a Kohen is not allowed to marry a zona, isha zona, ugrushami lo yikacho, it means the woman had relations with someone that she's not allowed to have relations with. That's it. No ifs, buts, and whens. And I know somebody who had this situation. Their wife was raped. It was clearly raped, but he was a Kayan. I spoke to the Rav about it. He said, what can I do? There's nothing we can do. So that, unfortunately, they have to get divorced. It was a terrible tragedy. Terrible tragedy. You know, the woman then, you know, gets penalized twice. She gets violated, and then she has to start a new life. You know, it's crazy. I can't understand why the halakha could not have made an exception under this case. That a rape case is not a, she's not a zona. I could, you know, could, if that would have been the halakha, everybody would have been happy. I can't understand why. And that's one of the things that I'm going to change when I'm on the Sanhedrin. When I'm a little, when there is a Sanhedrin, yes. What do you mean? You need a the halacha never changes unless it changes. So there is a process how to change the halacha under certain conditions. When something is learned out from a drash of a pasuk, we can any subsequent bet Sanhedrin can change it. The Rambam tells us there are many halachot that can change if another Sanhedrin says, I learned the pshat and the pasuk a little differently. That's possible. The problem is we don't have a Sanhedrin. If we had one, there'd be lots of changes. I would hope. Listen to what he says. Umi yishama kadavar hazeh velo titzalna aznav. Who could hear such a thing and his ears shouldn't be ringing? You can't tolerate this. You can't tolerate it.
Who is he?
Gam ze va'af gam ze choshvo haramban le'avraham lo avon. The Ramban also counted this as what? As something inappropriate for Avram. That's why the Ramban, as I say, always is so refreshing. He doesn't mind finding fault in biblical heroes, despite the fact that they are our biblical heroes. Ach, gam zot manu raboteinu zal, in the same Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, bichlal hanisyonot. This also was considered the fact that Sarai was given to where? But wound up in Beit. That's one of Avram's tests. In what way was this a great test? We'll see. Vigam amru shvachim alav. The Midrash offers heaps praise on Avram for doing this. Sheheftichu Hashem kama haftachot. The Adarabba, behigio sham miyad vayhi harav vahutzlach ravo mitzrayim velo hirher. Even though what happened, he gets to Eretz Canaan, the Rav comes, he doesn't hesitate for a second, he goes right to Canaan. Lama bachar b'mitzrayim mibishar mekomot. Why did he select Mitzrayim amongst other countries? So he is going to acknowledge what you said. That's why the Torah told us what? He proceeded southward. But that's not going to be his answer. He's going to say, that might be a simple answer. We know that he was headed south. And Mitzrayim is south. It's continue going south. He knows that. But he's not going to be happy with it. Particularly in light of the fact, look at in the next caption. In the next caption. Line 2. Uma gam l'rabosenu kira otam shichorim. When he saw that they were dark complexion, az gidel lifanav be'erkam yofi sara. He suddenly is concerned about what? The value of Sarah's beauty. V'chosh pen tivar bam eish yitzram. What's going to happen? Their passion is going to be aroused. Uma gam kishtufezi mahema. If they have a reputation of being what? Not terribly loyal to the laws of morality and ethics. They're not terribly care about it. Sha'al kein amar hine no yadati. That's why he said, hey Sarai, I'm worried about this. Lama lo shav midarko el eretz acheret. Why don't he go another country south? Well, let's go somewhere else. You know in advance the characteristic traits of this country, and you walk in nonetheless. You go to Motel 6 nonetheless, just because they left the light on. That's why you're going to go to Motel. That's why you're going to go to Mitzrayim.
Maybe Mitzrayim.
What?
Mitzrayim was a fertile land.
Okay, that's possible. That's possible. But how did he know that?
Everybody.
How did he know that? That Mitzrayim is the only one that had food. And we don't have any evidence that anyone else did not have any food. One more, he asks. One more. The Od Amro. V'haya ki yiru otacha mitzrim. V'haya. We have a rule that is employed all over the Torah. There are two words that means, and it was. Vayehi and Vehaya. Says the Gemara. Anytime it says Vayehi, trouble is brewing. Vayehi, Bimei Achashverosh. Vayehi, Ra'av Ba'aretz. Always bad. Vahaya, joyous occasion. Vahaya, kitavo el aretz. So there's a mitzvah bikurin. So he says, ki kol milat vahaya, hi simcha. What's there to be happy about? What's going on here? Ve'adaraba, kina mibayalei. What should he have said upon entering Mitzrayim? Lamentations.
Yeah.
What's he being happy about? He's operating on the assumption, as the Gemara does, every time the word Vahaya is selected as Vayehi, it's got to indicate something of a positive nature. What's he so happy about? What's going to happen? It says Vahaya here.
You said
Vayehi. Oh, right, yeah. Vayehi is bad, Vahaya is good. Here it says Vahaya, Kiyak Robin Sarim. Well, what's he being so happy about? Those are the questions which he asks. The Ode, Omro. I'll give you one more. The Halo Adarabahi, 8 Lishtok. Don't start putting any thoughts into their mind by making a big statement. Oh, I'm not your wife. I'm not his wife. What am I?
His sister.
So what are you planting a seed in their mind? She's available. The Haim. Maybe if you would have just kept your mouth shut, says Al-Sheikh, Haim Yidonu Bikirbam, they will discuss this amongst themselves. Who is this woman who walked into town today? Ad Tiskarer Da'atam. Maybe they'll calm down, they'll cool off, and they won't take her. By setting them up, by telling them in advance, all you're doing is Mirat Zayon, you're getting them, encouraging them, exactly. V'ulai tov haya lomar ishihu. Maybe it would have been to say, you know, she's my wife. Ki lo yimna, o shomrim mitzvot bnei Noach alav, im shomrim levilti ba'al bulas ba'al. Hello, Gam King Yishmul Milish Pochdan. Who asked that question? And if what? If they're willing to what? Not take a married woman, what else are they willing to observe? That you're not allowed to kill. So saying that you're my sister is going to only violate the violator. If you had only said that what? She is my wife. Number one, I got nothing to worry about because they're not going to take her. They listen to this law. Well, they're not going to kill me either because they listen to that law too. Which one is it? Umi higidlo, who told Avraham, sheyimaharu lishpochdam, that killing they don't care about. But taking a married wife, that they do take. Who informed them about that little secret? About that secret? So those are the questions which he asks. We'll continue with his answer next week and keep moving. Yes, sure.
Your mother still in Ramat Eshkol?
Yes.
Okay, my uncle is thinking of making Aliyah.
Uh-huh.
My brother and my sister looked in Ramat Eshkol. Were you happy there?
In Neve Amit?
Yes.
Yeah, delighted.
Yeah, okay.
It is an excellent place.
It is, and they have a lot of people who speak English because he doesn't know
anything. There are plenty of people who speak English.
What do they serve for breakfast? They have like eggs and stuff, and he's very picky.
I can't tell you exactly the menu, but they usually
but
have...
My parents were happy.
My parents were very happy.
Okay. All right, because he liked that better than a newer place. He liked Ramat Eshkol better.
It's a wonderful place. They have a minion every day.
That's what he wants.
They have minion, they have shiurim,
He's a quiet guy, but he likes going to minion.
Yeah.
You know?
And
all right.
Yeah. It's, I, yeah.